My guest at this time is former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. He is now president of the Senate Conservatives Fund, the group pushing to elect conservative candidates to the U.S. Senate. This sometimes leads to friction with the National Republican Party, since the Senate Conservatives Fund also supports challengers to some incumbent Republicans. Today we want to get his reaction to Senate Republicans agreeing to vote on a clean bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security, while also voting on a separate bill to defund the Obama administration's unilateral actions on immigration. The second one is not likely to pass. And Mr. Cuccinelli, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure to be with you, though I don't have a lot of pleasure with what they're doing in the Senate.
Some on the right see this as a surrender to an unconstitutional act. Others see it as the only realistic option to keep Homeland Security operations funded. How do you see it?
Oh, it's an absolute surrender. And surrender is the primary word that we have been able to associate with the Republican leadership since Election Day. Can you point me to one time they have fought? No, you can't. And what did they run on? Fighting. Well, if they had run on what they've been doing just in the last few months, there wouldn't be Republican majorities in the House or the Senate. That isn't what they told the American people they were going to do. It isn't what the American people demanded of Republicans when they voted to change course. And in fact, the Senate leadership and the House leadership, the Republicans, have failed to deliver what they promised. And this is a very basic item. It was one of the two most important issues of the election, along with Obamacare, was the president's illegal actions on amnesty.
Mr. Cuccinelli, why do you think they're not following through on those promises?
First of all, they really don't have any backbone. I don't think if they had principles at one point in their political lives, they don't have them anymore. They've constructed their own view in their head of what everybody thinks of them. And what they care about most is people thinking they're nice fellows instead of principled fighters or anything really meaningful. They're scared to death to be painted as mean. Well, if you're the president, that is awfully easy to deal with. And we're watching the president deal very effectively with it because it is, again, so easy for him. This is very poor negotiation, and they're surrendering on an important principle. The president himself said 22 times before signing executive amnesty that he didn't have the authority to do this. There's no reason for the Republicans, one, to have not defunded executive amnesty in December, and they set up the plan to defund it here in February on the DHS bill. Remember that. This is their plan. This isn't the conservatives' idea. Conservatives didn't want to do this. Conservatives wanted to defund this in December. This is their plan, and it's almost a rolling surrender instead of a one-time go. They need to stand up and fight for what they campaigned on. What the American people thought they campaigned on was ending executive amnesty and restoring the rule of law.
Tactically speaking, what should their strategy be right now?
Well, honestly, it's not that complicated. The defund language should stay in the DHS bill. You need a must-pass bill. They should pass the bill. If Democrats filibuster it, that's on the Democrats. Then they should go out and say the Democrats have shut down the Department of Homeland Security. And they say, oh, but we never win that fight. Well, good news, 80 or 85% of all the personnel in the Department of Homeland Security are labeled necessary folks, so they're not going anywhere. You're only talking about shutting down 10 to 15% of that department. And so we're not going to lose Border Patrol. We're not going to lose protection. All those things are going to continue on, but Democrats are going to hold this up. So, and if you're the House Republicans and they send over a bill that doesn't defund amnesty, you have to reject it.
Mr. Cuccinelli, it's interesting that Senate now Minority Leader Harry Reid seems to be calling a lot of the shots here, not only with what the Senate's doing, but he also seems to be trying to dictate to the House as well. How does the leadership on the GOP side reverse that and reclaim the power that ought to come with the majority here?
The Minority Leader Harry Reid, like the president, sees very clearly the terrible negotiating tactics that Mitch McConnell has undertaken. And it's not hard. If negotiating is a skill, And Harry Reid has at least a little bit of that skill, where Mitch McConnell doesn't appear to have any. And that little bit of that skill is enough to, frankly, outmaneuver Mitch McConnell. So instead of getting one surrender and calling it a day, as you note, Harry Reid is upping the demand for two surrenders. He now also wants the House to surrender. And the only way to stop that going forward, Greg, is to stop surrendering. That's it. I mean, this is it's, the rules for how to deal with this are very similar to your two-year-old. If you tell them that they can't have candy if they misbehave, and they misbehave, and you give them candy, what happens? Well, for any of us who've had a two-year-old, we all know what happens. Well, in this case, the two-year-olds are running the place from the minority, and they're getting whatever they want because the people who are supposed to be the adults in the room, Senate leadership in this case, has failed to show any sort of backbone. They haven't done what they said they were going to do. In December, they said, in February, we will attach the executive amnesty defunding language to the DHS bill. And if you don't do that, that's giving the two-year-old candy when they misbehave.
Well, as the father of a current two-year-old, I can tell you that that's a very apt analogy. Let's move on to another issue that's been in the news lately. Very well-respected conservatives like Charles Krauthammer, Mark Levin, say it's time for Republicans to give the Democrats a taste of their own medicine, kill the filibuster entirely, just pass things with a simple majority, put it on the president's desk, let him be labeled as the obstructionist. Others say if you do that, you're only opening the floodgates for bad bills to get passed whenever the majority does change hands. And even now, the Republicans still don't have the votes to override a veto. So what's your take on the filibuster question?
I'm not as clean on it. I do think that it's played a useful role in stopping bad legislation, though not always. Look at Obamacare. But with their use of reconciliation for Obamacare, I think that makes it fair game for the Republicans. There's no question they ought to put repeal on the president's desk using the reconciliation process, which gets around the filibuster. So in that sense, I do think it is appropriate once in a while to do that, especially when they've already set the precedent.
Last question. As you decide at the Senate Conservatives Fund which members deserve a conservative challenger in 2016, how exactly do you make that determination, and how do votes like what we're seeing right now on a potential clean funding bill that also funds the president's immigration action, how does that get weighed into the evaluation?
Well, first of all, we're keenly aware that the Republicans who've been so mediocre for so long are going to have their best 2 years in a long time. They're suddenly going to discover their inner conservative, or so they'll call, that's what it'll look like. And so important to us is, what did they do before it was election time? Did they vote for TARP? Did they fight if they're in the House? Did they fight John Boehner? What did they do with leadership? And were they continually funding the overspending and not standing in the way of increasing the debt limit without some conditions to rein in spending? Those kinds of things all add up. We don't have any silver bullet votes, but we do add the whole thing up together. And we're looking for conservative fighters who don't want to be in the majority. They want to be helping to lead America in the right direction. And that is back in the direction of the first principles of this country here in the 21st century.
Mr. Cuccinelli, we'll call time there. As always, sir, great pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Great to be with you.
Ken Cuccinelli is the former Attorney General in the Commonwealth of Virginia. He's now president of the Senate Conservatives Fund. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.